Oh, my name is Kinamal Francisco Augusto.
And tell me a bit about yourself.
I'm a student at Roehampton University studying sociology. I'm part of London Youth Advisory Board there, London, and I sit on the board at London Youth, and I'm a social entrepreneur, and I'm a prime example of what makes youth work such a great profession.
So what does make youth work such an important profession?
I think it's the belief that youth workers instill in young people. I mean, there's young people around the world who don't believe in anything and believe that the society is against them. And youth work kind of put a trust in young people and shows young people that you can be successful. And it's that belief system that young people have growing up when somebody external from their social group and a family believes in them and shows that belief and shows love towards them that they may not have around them.
So what was your story?
My story is basically at the age of 13, I was arrested for GBH. And at that point, it's when many young people have to make two choices, and it's either you go to prison or you change your life around and you become successful. And fortunately for me, I met a youth worker by the name of Roger Jalil, and he inspired me to the point where I looked at life differently and wanted to be successful. And he's always been there, always just empowering me and pushing me forward to be the best that I can be.
So what do you think it is that youth work gave you, or this youth worker gave you?
It gave me an amazing background. One is education. Like, right now, I want to learn as much as I can. I just love the whole thought of learning something that you didn't know before and always learning from people that you may not even meet again. And you know, no one ever stops learning, and that's something that's imperative that I try to instill to other young people. Just keep on learning about what you do, and you don't know where you can become one day. Another thing is equality, treating everybody the same, treating everybody with the love that you would like to be treated yourself. And, you know, the whole being able to talk to someone and being able to conduct yourself in the best way possible. And the last one is empowerment. I mean, Roger empowered me to the point where I can talk to anyone. I can communicate with in any situation. And I feel comfortable with myself and confident in my ability to conduct myself in the best way possible and become successful in one day.
So do you think that what London Youth has given you confidence? What do you think, as an organisation, London Youth has given you?
London Youth has been amazing in the past 3-4 years to me. From just being a being part of the local youth centre on Stuart's Road and providing them with the facilities to, from football to table tennis to various different youth workers, to also the Positive Change Initiative, which helped other young people who was at risk of going into gangs or in gang culture to kind of allow them to see a different light of life. That's something main that they've instilled into me. And also, they give me the belief in that every young person, especially myself, can become successful. And they're giving me various different opportunities, like the Level 1 Youth Work Course, the Young Entrepreneur Challenge, where I was able to start my own company and acknowledged what I can be as a social entrepreneur or entrepreneur in itself. And also, just the belief that young person have a voice, young people have a voice, and London Youth acts as that media per se to make young people's voices heard.
So what do you think can give young people a voice? What do you think needs to be done in the light of everything that happened this summer to give young people a voice?
One question that I would like to question everybody else is, why did they have to take a riot for adults or the politics or the police or anybody else to recognise that there's a problem with young people in society? That's one question that should have been arised, but was no one ever questioned that. And I think what needs to be done with young people is that the adults, the politics, the change makers, the people in authority should actually acknowledge that young people are the future. We are those who can change the policies right now. And the adults, or policy makers again, and police officers or anyone in authority should take young people's voice into consideration, and that this is our future that everyone else is playing with. When you're cutting, when the politics are making cuts, it's always youth services that are being one affected the most. Then how can we make a difference when there's nobody allowing us to get our voice heard? Yeah?
Thank you very much.